The Upper West Region branch of the Right Information Coalition has asked the government to ensure that the concerns raised by the coalition, civil society organizations and individuals on the Right to Information Bill are addressed before it is passed into law. A statement by the coalition at once said failure on the part of the government to rectify the challenges identified in the draft could result in difficulties in the implementation of the proposed law. Here is a report from Swala Abdul Wahab.
The coalition pointed out that issues about the kinds of information to be given out, fee to be paid for accessing information, and duration in which the information sought for should be provided must be worked at again. It said the term custodian used in the draft is rather vague, as it will be difficult for people to easily identify who that person is. The coalition is suggesting to the government to appoint public information officers to be in charge of receiving applications and ensuring that information sought for is given. The coalition expressed worry over the impression created in the draft that the supposed custodian has powers to impose conditions on a person's right to access information. The coalition called for the deletion of that clause to ensure clarity. It further demanded the elimination of clause 4C under procedure which seeks to give powers to the custodian to determine whether the applicant has provided sufficient details of the request upon which information can be granted. The clause, according to the coalition, can be misused by government officials to deny applicants information on the grounds that their applications do not provide the necessary details. The coalition is also of the view that the fees to be charged for accessing information should be minimal.
Swala Abdul Wahab filed that report.